Hello?
Hello? Hello, is Mr. Suresh there?
Yes, who is this?
Thank you. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
What is it? I'm sorry.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
yes.
vote? Probably vote?
Yes, I will. I will vote. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless
thank
of
you.
How you have how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't want to reveal that by phone. Yeah. But, you know, because you called me and you know my number, I'm sure that it's not difficult for you to find out. That should be okay.
Actually, your number has been chosen at random.
No. Yeah, I'm a Democrat.
A Democrat. And do you think that you are a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I don't have anything called a strong or not strong. Democrat is a Democrat. Yeah. A lion is a lion. A donkey is a donkey. That's all. We never change those things. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
When? The last election? I voted for Biden, the last, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age?
I am 77.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Race?
Yeah.
Oh, the race.
Mm-hmm.
India. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what race?
What should I say, the race? Nobody asked me this question, what race I am. I'm a human race, that's all I should say. Yeah.
A race like maybe white, Caucasian, or black.
No, I'm
African
not white.
American.
No, I'm not African either.
Hispanic or Latino or Asian?
Yeah, you can put me as Asian because I'm from India. It belongs to Asia.
Okay, thank you so much.
They usually trade something else, yeah.
And please,
you don't belong to any party, right? Do you belong to any party or no?
No.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm always motivated to vote at any time. There is no question about it. You can take it as 10.
10. Okay, thank you so much.
That's my duty. Okay.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied?
What is it?
I'm going to repeat it again. Just satisfied
yes.
Or very satisfied?
I'm satisfied. I don't say very satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I should say both. Some whatever policies which has helped people, that I approve. Whatever policies where the people complain and where they notice that it is not right, I don't, that's all. You know, we can't say everything what one does is good, and I can't say whether it's bad either. You know, whatever good comes out to everybody is good. You know, there are things both ways. Yeah. Just because I'm Democrat, just because I'm Biden, I shouldn't say whatever is done is the best for the people, because there are people who are facing a lot of problems too.
Okay. But generally speaking, would you say that you approve or disapprove the job of Joe Biden?
I should say 80-20. You know, I can't say everything I approve. I say most of things I approve.
Maybe we could say that you somewhat approve.
Yes, okay, somewhat. That's the right word.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way the Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Yes, I do approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve. The Congress is doing a good job. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And as in beginning with banning TikTok. From
banning what?
0 to 10, banning TikTok.
Oh, TikTok, banning TikTok.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Most of it I approve. Like, you know, if it's a scale of 1 and 10, I say I stand at disapprove or 3. Yeah.
At 3. All right. Yes. And continuing with making college more affordable from 0 to 10. How important is it for you?
10.
Thank you so much. And a criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. A criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
Yes, I approve that up to 7.
Seven. Okay, thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
9.
Thank you so much. And working to end the war in Gaza?
The way we handle the war in Gaza? 6. Not very satisfied.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
And creating more affordable housing?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
10.
And reducing crime and violence?
Reducing crime and violence? Of course, 10.
All right, thank you so much. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Not really. What should I say? You want grading on that 5 or 10? Yeah, I should say 5.
You answered that the President and the Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely?
No, you're saying President and Congress or just the Congress?
President and Congress.
No, see, it's totally different, because Congress should spend more time. President is spending a lot of time on those things. How should I put it? I will put it as, you want the grading on that? I'll put it as 8.
No, on this case, related to the previous question, that is, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? On this case, just yes or no?
I would say yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. And now, I would like to, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or the organization, please say so. As, for example, Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 100, what punctuation can you give it?
Okay, I should say 60.
60, thank you so much. And the next one, Meta/Facebook.
What is it?
Meta/Facebook.
I'm not able to hear properly, maybe. Can you repeat it clearly, please?
Oh, yeah. Meta/Facebook.
Meta? What is Meta? That's
Meta.
What I'm not following.
Well, it's a branding of Facebook.
Oh, no, I don't have, you know, I don't see Facebook at all, though. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm totally ignorant on that, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And what about Elon Musk?
Uh-huh.
From 0 to 100, do you feel, very warm? Or 50 means that you are not, you don't feel particularly warm or cold? What can I say? And 100 feels that you means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the person or the organization.
No, Elon Musk, I don't give any mark to him at all. He has nothing to do with the society or humanity so far. Yeah.
All right. And what about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
60. 60. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
I refuse to answer that.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear that.
I said I refuse to answer that.
Okay,
no,
thank you. Thank you, not a problem. And what about, TikTok?
Yeah, I told you already. No, I don't like that. What do you want me to say, TikTok? Yes or no, or marks, or what is that? Grade it or what?
Well, in this case, using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100
zero.
Means that you feel okay. Well, thank you so much.
No, I don't. 0.
And what about Democrats in Congress? Do you feel very calm?
70.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
90.
Thank you. And continue with Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know much about him. Yeah, other than listen, I don't know much about him.
Okay.
How much more time you have? Because I'm doing my work. Does it take more time?
Well, actually, there is just a few questions, and also I will try to be the brief as possible. Continue with this. The last one is Mike Johnson.
What?
Mike Johnson using a scale from 0 to 100?
No, I don't know much about him at all, to tell you frankly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, not a problem. Thank you.
I don't follow a lot of people, though. Yeah.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent mm-hmm. Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I am a Democrat. Whoever is in Democrat, yeah, that's all the time I'm a Democrat, yeah.
So would you vote for Joe Biden?
Whoever it is, even if it is a donkey, I vote for Democrat. My party is Democrat. Okay, so it doesn't matter to me whoever it is. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's a Democrat. That's the main thing for me. It is not the person, what's important. I am party affiliated, and I respect that party. I respect their way of conducting their duty. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
I don't know much. I just hear about artificial intelligence, but I don't know much about it. Yeah.
Would you say that a great deal or a fair amount, not much or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much. Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More open threat. Artificial intelligence, yeah. That's my opinion. I don't know what happens to the future generation. So considering my age and considering the way it is going on, but it's not of convenience to anybody. Yeah.
Got it. And do you think that is, well, somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more open, you said?
Much more of a threat or somewhat more
of
a threat?
Yes, right now it is much more open threats because people have no clue about what's going on. What happens in the future, I have no idea about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
No, they should be more regulated, all the companies.
More regulated. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. And thinking about the potential use of and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? TikTok, YouTube, ex formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Google, video games, or Facebook, or Meta. What do you think that is the biggest threat to your personal data?
They're all threat. All those media, they're all threat to the privacy. There is no single thing other than watching TV. All those things, they're all threat to the personal information.
And do you think that is one that is more dangerous?
Make it more what?
Do you think that one of that social media is more dangerous than the other one?
No, in my respect, because I don't like any of the medias which interfere with personal information. You know, one may be less, one may be more. I don't like any of those things. I don't want to say metadata is good or Facebook is bad, nothing. I don't want to be a partisan for that. That's my personal opinion. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And well, switching gears a bit, how often do you
How much more time it takes? Because I'm in the middle of my some workout I'm doing.
Well, actually, like I said previously, there was just a few general questions. Actually, we have completed 70% of the survey. We also terminated this.
Why don't you always, you should call them and tell them how much time it takes when you talk to somebody. You can't just call somebody and take their time, because we should be prepared for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right on that.
Yes.
But
whom you're representing? Whom you're representing, actually? Is it from the party affiliated or the election committee?
No, actually, this is an independent institution. This is not related to any party.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the institution?
Yeah, it is called National Opinion Service.
Oh, National Opinion Service.
Yeah, or okay. Metro Research. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, Metro Research. Okay.
Yeah, I will not take too much time. I will try to be briefly possible.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Okay.
Well, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? As, for example, Instagram, do you use it multiple times a day or about once a day?
Social media?
Yeah.
No, I hardly use. I hardly go to any social media.
Do you use Instagram?
No Instagram.
The SpaceX or, well, formerly Twitter?
What is it?
Do you use Twitter or X now?
No, no Twitter, no X, nothing. I don't use any of those things.
Okay, and do you use TikTok?
No TikTok.
Do you use Facebook?
No, I stopped using it a long time ago. Yeah.
Do you use YouTube?
What?
YouTube,
yes.
Do you use it multiple times a day, about once a day? Multiple times a week or multiple times a month?
Few times a week, I should say. You know, every day I don't watch that. You know, maybe 3 days, 4 days in a week. That's all.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. And, for example, X or Twitter plays a negative role in the society, in our society. Are you strongly agree with this, or somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with this statement?
I mean, you said Twitter, would you repeat that? I don't know anything about Twitter at all, to tell you frankly. So I don't even have the right to give any opinion on that, because whatever I heard in the news, that's my opinion. I have no clue about Twitter.
Okay, not a problem. And what about that Meta keeps its users' data secure? Are you agree with this or disagree?
I don't know, though. I don't know. I don't use the metadata now because I'm totally ignorant on those things. I watch the TV, I watch the news, that's all I teach. I'm totally out of touch of those things. I think you are the wrong person for those things.
Well, in this case, just for quality purposes, let me just read the statement. I'm continuing with TikTok plays a negative role in our society. Are you agree or disagree with that?
What about what?
That TikTok plays a negative role in our society.
I should say negative only, though. Yeah.
So would you say that you agree with this statement?
What was the statement again? It was not clear to me.
The statement is TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Yes.
And are you agree or disagree with this?
Agree.
Are you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I should say strongly agree.
Strongly. Okay, and what about the next statement says, Meta plays a negative role in society.
I don't know. Because I have no idea about Meta. Yeah.
And the same for Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with this statement or disagree?
Disagree.
Are you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I mean, your question was, is Twitter secure? That was the question?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Are you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And my last for this, TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
What's the question?
Yeah, if you agree or disagree with the statement, in this case, the statement is TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
TikTok uses data securely?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that. Yeah.
Alright, so do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Alright, thank you so much. And have you recently read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the President signing it into law? Have you heard of that?
One second. Has the Congress signed law that TikTok should be banned or something? Huh? It's not done yet, I think, right? They have not signed yet, isn't it? I don't know. You don't have the other option to say, I don't know?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Thank you so much.
Don't worry, thank you.
And now, next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support the banning.
And do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I support.
In this case, you are much more likely to vote for that candidate or somewhat more likely to vote for him? Or somewhat more likely to vote against that?
I can't say that because it is not just one thing. There will be so many things behind a candidate. It is just because he opposes TikTok, it doesn't mean I should vote for him. He may have other bad things too. Yeah, I don't agree. I mean, I don't want to commit anything like that.
Oh, I got it. So for you, it's like it makes no difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would you think that is they are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, or they want to stop the spread? Yeah.
No, I decline to answer this because I have no idea about TikTok though. You're asking too many things about TikTok as if you're representing TikTok or something or what. No, I should know something about TikTok to talk to you, answer you something, right? You know, most of the media are not aware of what they do, what they don't do. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news and information about what's going on in your community Please tell me all that apply. For example, a national evening network that TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, or YouTube, or news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard.
I purely go for national telecasts only, nothing else.
I don't go
for any party-affiliated medias.
Okay, and the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is it? I'm sorry?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
COVID?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Schooling?
Mm-hmm.
Still, what's the last year of the schooling I have completed?
That's right. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Of the school? Oh, a long time ago, 1973.
But in this case, I mean, you are a high school graduate, or you have some college or vocational certificate.
I had college.
Oh, the college graduate. Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, or single, or separated, divorced, or widow?
I decline to answer that.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
More than 18 years.
Thank you so much. And well, on this case, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your help. And well, that's everything from my part. Thank you so much.
Once again, what's the company you said you're representing?
Yeah, this company is called a National Opinion Service.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your name?
My name is Gustavo.
What?
My name is Gustavo.
I can't understand. Can you spell it, please, if you don't mind?
It is G-U-S-T-A-V.
G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Oh, okay. How do you pronounce it?
It is Gustavo. Okay.
Thank you. Very nice. You're really spending a lot of time to help people. That's nice of you.
I am so sorry, but I really thank you. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
And you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Sí, es larga esta entrevista de mí.